Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 336 for September 29th, 2013. Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, brought to you by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and this is a show for the travel professional or anyone interested in learning more about the travel business. Laureen and I publish the show monthly and would love to have your feedback, so email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to us. Now, on the show, we have a topic that is about a destinational fam and what a destinational fam can do for you and your travel business. And I hope you enjoy this valuable information because you can learn a lot on a destinational fam. Now, if you're looking for the home-based travel agent on iTunes, you can do a search on iTunes and then do a search with the name Travel Agent. And once you find home-based travel agent, click on the icon with the airplane flying over the house. That's the icon that you want to click. And today, most people are listening to the podcast directly from the smartphone. And you can search applications such as Downcast and add us directly to your smartphone. Or you can listen directly to us from the website at hometravelagent.net. And the Home-Based Travel Agent Show is an affiliate member of the National Association of Career Travel Agents. Okay, now once again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us for today's show. Now, on to our show. Welcome to the co-hosted segment of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and today we have some great information for you about what can happen if you are a member of NACTA and take part in the regional local chapters of NACTA. And we have an expert on the show today to talk about this and to talk about a recent trip. And our expert is Laureen Romero. Hey, take it away, Laureen.
Thanks, Barry. It's good to be back. For those listeners who are NACTA members, I hope you participate in your local chapters. The area that I happen to be located in, the chapter name is the San Francisco Bay Area. And we have a pretty good group of people. We have quarterly meetings that have lunch and learns where a supplier comes in and does a training. And because our group is so diverse all over the Bay Area, we decided just to have it one time a quarter. Makes it easier for everybody to fit it in their schedule when they plan ahead. And we typically meet in San Francisco at Delancey Street Restaurant. And the reason I mention the San Francisco chapter is because we had the honor of hosting a NACTA destinational recently. One of the things that differentiates destinationals from NACTA FAMs is that the chapter directors are the ones who take the lead on a destination. So, for example, you could have a FAM and hosted by NACTA, and that will be sometimes a pre-cruise or post-cruise, or Bob or Ann will pick some place like a river destinational to do. But it will be hosted by NACTA itself. While for the destinationals, such as Boston or Sarasota, we've had those, they are hosted by the chapter director hosts. And I picked Anchorage, of course. Don't you really associate Anchorage with San Francisco Bay Area? Barry, you would totally associate them together, right?
Sure. Just like I'd associate Florida with Alaska.
But everybody who knows me knows I have a love for Alaska and particularly Anchorage. And Bob from NACTA had asked me if I would like to host a destinational and to pick where I wanted to. And of course, for me, it's easier to host it in Anchorage than in San Francisco. So that was the area I picked. It was fun. How I actually did this a little differently is I knew that it was going to be a small group. It's not a first come, first serve type of destinational. I know that the Visit to Anchorage gang always makes our destinationals very special. And so I did a real hardcore qualification this time, which is really nice. It was not first come, first serve. It wasn't anybody who just applied. Everybody filled out an application to be in line to be qualified. Part of that qualification meant that they needed to complete AWE 1 and AWE 2, and AWE stands for Anchorage Wild Expert Certification, and they needed to have both of them done. There will be an AWE 3 starting in next year, so anybody who applies for another one through us will have to have that third qualification also. The other thing that I wanted to do to make this a little more narrowed in terms of qualifications is the member needed to actually be active in their chapter. Imagine that, you know, to belong to an association and be part of their local chapter. So I actually, if I did not know the agent directly, I actually contacted their chapter director to find out if they were an active member. If the answer was no, they weren't qualified. If the answer was no, but I know they're a really good travel agent, here, talk to their supervisor. I qualified a few people like that. So as you see, we made this destination a little more stringent than just apply. Originally, we had hoped to have two destinationals, one in July and one around Labor Day. Unfortunately, due to airfare prices, we had to kind of squish them together and cancel the July one. So what we ended up with were 18 well-trained travel agents to come out on a Alaska destinational. They were hosted by Tia and Taylor of Visit Anchorage, and they were two amazing women. I had not met them before. I've worked with other people in that agency, but this is the first time I worked with these two women, and they were phenomenal. Both passionate about Alaska. They both have roots in town. Actually, one of them, Taylor, she is from the Yosemite area, and this is where she wants to live. So she's used to the ruggedness and the wilderness of Yosemite and that part of California. So moving up to Anchorage was a perfect fit for her. We had a pretty rugged itinerary starting from day one, which was great. They put us up the night before because most of us came in on red-eye flights, just to let everybody know if you're going into Anchorage, you're probably going to get in from the lower 48. It's about between 11 and 1 a.m. That would be 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. If you're flying out to the lower 48, you are probably going to have a red eye. That's just pretty standard because it's about a 4 to 5 hour flight. If you are leaving Anchorage, you'll either go into Seattle or San Francisco and then head back east if you are heading that direction. We were able to get direct flights. Virgin America was trying a test program this summer, and they had direct flights from San Francisco, which is great. It was a five-hour flight, and we just popped right over there. We totally bypassed Seattle, which made it really nice. One of the things that was great about this, everybody that attended was a hardcore travel agent, and they got the concept of we are hitting the ground running, and we're going to keep running for the next 4 days, and that's exactly what we did. Everybody had a very early morning breakfast to be able to meet Tia and Taylor and some of the other folks that were going to be spending time with us in the lobby. And after breakfast, we all were surprised by getting on vans, and we were flown over to Rust's flight tours, which was not very far from where we were staying. We stayed at the Millennium Hotel. Nice facility. It's the home base for the Iditarod teams when they have those every year in March. So what we did was we went on the flight tour, which is amazing. We were on the planes for about an hour, and they took us over to Wasilla, yes, home of the well-known woman that is from there. She doesn't live there anymore, as they explained. But we were flown there. It was absolutely amazing. Our tour guides were wonderful, knowledgeable. They flew us all over the place. With all the great views, and it was the first time I'd ever been on a flight tour, so that was very exciting. We dropped off in Wasilla and were brought over to Palmer, where we were at the Alaska State Fair. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever been to Alaska State Fair. It was my very first. I swear I ate more terrible food for me. It's not the food was bad. It was bad for me than I do on a regular basis. They even had deep-fried cheese curds. Barry, have you ever had cheese curds?
No, never had cheese curds, let alone deep-fried cheese curds.
They're really good. Just think cheese curds that are dropped in... melted. They were gooey and stringy. It was really good. And thank goodness I shared them with people because, you know, I may as well just apply them to the hips. but it was very good, very salty and greasy. You know, all the bad stuff for you that makes it really good.
that adds to the taste for sure.
What was interesting is Taco Bell. Yeah. I was in one of the tents looking at some vendors while we were there. They had everything unimaginable, all sorts of guns, camouflage, shoes, dog sledding equipment, you name it. It's the Alaska State Fair. Of course, they're going to have things that they don't normally have here at the Sonoma County Fair. Out of the blue, I heard my name called out, and it was pronounced correctly as though the person actually knew who I was. And much to my surprise, standing in front of me was Lorene Palmer, who we have had on the past show. She was the president CEO of Juno CBB a couple of years ago. So it was really good to see somebody from Juno that I actually knew who was in Anchorage. So that was fun. After that, it was run, run, run. It's the politest way that I can put it. And it was absolutely amazing. Barry, as you mentioned, you were able to follow me on Facebook. And wouldn't you say we had a pretty heavy pace?
I would say so, yeah. You kept very busy and had a lot of pictures of food, Lorene.
Anchorage in Alaska is definitely a foodie area, I do have to admit. Some of the places that we went to eat included, let's see, there were the places that were included on our trip and the places that were not included on our trip. Our wrap-up dinner was at the Orsa restaurant, which is also owned by the Glacier Brewing Company. They have amazing food there. Almost everywhere we went, there was halibut and salmon, a large variety of fish, because Alaska is actually known for their venue for fresh food. Reindeer sausage, of course, you can't go there and not have reindeer sausage. On a side note, things that we didn't visit while we were on our trip, but I definitely want to give a shout out to a couple of restaurants, Club Paris, which is a local's favorite. Their food was great. They're known for being the home of the 4-inch thick filet mignon. They had this amazing French dip sandwich. I'm a red meat person myself, even though I do eat a lot of chicken. So when I do eat red meat, I want it to be really good. Snow City Cafe, another great local place. That place is so busy that even if you're a local, you need to have a reservation to get in any weekday. At 9 a.m. It's always busy. And of course, there's Humpy's. Humpy's is a well-known brewery that has really good food. So those are some of the pictures that you saw on Facebook. But the activities that kept us going were things that included the Alaska Railroad. We took the train down to Seward, which was absolutely amazing. We were treated to Gold Leaf service, which I absolutely will recommend to any of my clients anytime I put them on a train. It's just a little above better class. The food was great. The dome area really treated well. It was good. It was very relaxing. We had a nice time, and I would definitely encourage anybody to upgrade their clients to the Gold Leaf service if they're going to be taking a train. We also saw the Kenai Fjord area with Fox Island, which was great. Again, really good food. We saw otters and some wildlife. Unfortunately, we didn't see any whales. Everybody was disappointed. But hey, you know, nature has its own schedule that's not including us. Other places that I would highly recommend, well, first of all, if you have clients, whether they're FIT or group, I definitely would encourage anybody to book directly with Salmonberry Tours. Candace McDonald and Mandy Garcia are absolutely amazing women. They were with us the entire time, along with Visit Anchorage. They have any type of transportation you may need. They do all sorts of day tours. They even had one that I wish that I could have been a part of. It was a pre-fam, so I wasn't able to attend. It was Aurora scarf painting. I have absolutely no artistic ability whatsoever, but what these women came out with was absolutely amazing. They were taken to a private home, had dinner, and they learned how to paint scarves. And the colors are beautiful and amazing. Barry, I'll send you a couple of pictures. I hope you can post it. The work that they did were great. And none of the people who attended were artists by any means. It was all the creativity and the beauty and nature and the yummy food. And they helped draw that out. Salmonberry Tours also do glacier walks. And that's also on my bucket list to do. And they can provide you with anything that you absolutely need in the equipment. They have a 24-person shuttle. They do guided tours. They will take your clients down to Seward or pick them up from the if they're going to be shipping in and they want to do a day tour. They'll take them all around to different facilities like the Sea Life Center that's down at Seward and bring it back up to the American Heritage Center in Anchorage. It was all those things that we did, and I came back exhausted. But I also came back knowing that when I book my clients, I'm confident about where I want them to be. One of the things that's easy about Alaska is to sell an inside passage. Inside passage cruises are easy to sell. It's a great way for your client to learn the beginnings of being in Alaska. The next step is to actually get them to be in Alaska and to be in the Anchorage area, to experience it, to go out to Denali, to go to even as far up as Fairbanks, but to really enjoy the state of Alaska. It is awesome. What I also want to talk about briefly is how would travel agents be able to qualify for doing this? The one that we had was exclusive to NACTA members, so that would be the first part. You would need to be a NACTA member. And then the second part would be to go to the Anchorage.net website, which I encourage everybody to do, even if you're not a NACTA member, but to go under Travel Trade, which is a bar at the very top of their website, and in there it will talk about how do you become a AAAH certified travel agent. And the perk of being an AAAH certified travel agent is that you're invited to their AAAH alumni website, and at that website from time to time they will have contests for people to be able to qualify to be in some of their private tours, which is wonderful. They always keep them down to about 10 agents. They don't like to make them big. They like to have a private event, and they make it completely worth your time. They want you to sell Anchorage, and they want you to know everything about it. And that's the point of having the AAAH certification and to being having the opportunity to be able to be invited to one of these events. I really want to give a big shout out to the Visit Anchorage people. All the people that I have ever met there have been passionate about what they do. We've had Jody on the show. David Kessler is a wonderful guy. We've had Tanya Hancock on the podcast several times. And if you go back and listen to one of our past shows, you will see how passionate she is about what she does for a living. It's a wonderful place, and I was honored to be able to go. I was honored to be able to host this and qualify 18 travel agents to go up there. And I hope that next year they'll allow me to do this again, because it is a great way for all of us to bond and connect. And understand there's so much more to Alaska than just the Inside Passage. So that's kind of a little wrap up of what we did. Barry, I just want to be able to get some enthusiasm for people. We stayed at the Alyeska Resort at the Seward Windsong Lodge. That's also another amazing place. They have some very nice places for you to book your clients and just to stay and enjoy in any time of year. You don't have to do it during the summer, and their winters in Anchorage are actually very mild. During the Iditarod, it was only 25 degrees. So, and that's all I had, Barry. Did you have any questions for me?
No, but they do have quite a group that, a lot of people that visit there in the wintertime, don't they?
They do. They're definitely known as a destination for skiers. Alyeska Resort is a world-renowned ski resort. They have the tram that will take you all the way up to the Seven Glaciers restaurant. You can ski from up there. They have concerts all year round. They'll have groups up there. It's pretty amazing. Obviously, Anchorage is the media spot for the Iditarod every year. It's the first Saturday of March, and they have been doing that every year for a million years. I don't remember the exact count right now. Another activity that goes on in Alaska is the Yukon Quest, which is 2 weeks before the Iditarod. So there's a whole bunch of things to do during that time. In fact, one of the biggest celebrations right around the Iditarod is Rondi. For Rondi, and they have everything from running with the reindeer to the outhouse races, everything to get people going and motivated, and it is a lot of fun. It really is a very amazing state.
Definitely a year-round destination, and something that, you know, Alaska isn't a place where you should think of it only as a summertime destination. It has a lot of great things, as you mentioned, in the wintertime.
Exactly. And it's beautiful. I know people get fearful. Oh, it's cold. Really? I have friends who live in Colorado that it's colder than in Colorado. Anchorage has the cultural center where all the nations are represented in this wonderful center that's year-round. During the summer, they have students that are there that are part of their intern program. Again, the food, wildlife. We were driving down the road. We got there a couple days early, and there was a moose at the side of the road, and I just made a flip comment about, oh, look, they have a statue out here, because it was so perfect, and then it moved. it was beautiful, and you stay away from them. So we kind of turn around slowly, and I took pictures from it in the car from across the street, quietly. But it's absolutely, you're right. It's nice. The airport's clean. It's now one of the global entry airports, which is a new thing that I should talk about. That's coming, or been around for a while, but coming to more full force. I think we can make that a topic for another meeting. What does global access mean?
Sure.
So that'll be a future topic.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, yes, make plans to send your clients up there. The website, Barry, if you'll put in the notes, is anchorage.net. Make sure to look over on the right-hand side up at the top where it says Travel Trade, and in there we'll give you instructions about how to become AWE-certified, which is Anchorage Wilderness Expert, and it will totally be worth your time.
Very good.
So, Barry, where are you while we're recording this?
We're up by Traverse City, Michigan, on the Leelanau Peninsula near the Sleeping Bear Dunes, not too far away, which has been rated by one of the travel magazines. I'm not sure which one, but as the most beautiful spot in the United States.
Nice. So, in other words, you're not in your office at home. You're not in your sound studio.
Nope. And we're in a motor home, sitting here overlooking woods and ponds and a little bit of marsh and having a great time.
Perfect. That's the joy of modern technology, is you can be live and active and still do your geek thing all at the same time.
Yes, the mobile geek.
Oh, Oh, great. The other shout out I want to get, and I know Barry will put it in the show notes, is for Salmonberry Tours. That the URL is salmonberrytours.com. I love it when people set things up so they're easy to find. Definitely, if you have any FIT or groups, they do have packages. So also make sure when you contact them, if you just have clients that are coming up and want to be in Anchorage for a couple days, either pre or post tour, make sure you contact them because you'll earn commission. They pay travel agents commission. They can set up lodging. They can set up a car. They can set up tours. If your clients need to come up from a ship and they want to spend a couple days in Anchorage, Salmonberry Tours can take care of that also. It's always a question when you look at their site, can they just work with my little peeps, you know, the FIDs? Absolutely. Absolutely. Salmonberry will take care of all that. Make sure to ask for either Deborah, Dawn, Candace, or Mandy. They'll treat you like family, a functional family, so they're really good and friendly, and you won't be sorry.
You know, all this sounds like a big advertisement, which kind of it is, but, you know, it's probably good to point out that the show here, we take, Lorraine and I both, and the show, take no advertising dollars. We're just enthusiastic about these great suppliers and happy to have them on and happy to talk about them.
Exactly. They're not sponsors of the show, which means that I can actually tell you what really good stuff it is for it and that they do and not feel like, you know, it's a paid advertisement. This is from experience and it's a heartfelt shout out for them.
Yeah. That's the way it should be.
Exactly. So, Barry, if our listeners would like to reach out to you, what's a good way for them to contact you?
They can reach me at Barry, Barry, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, which is the initials for the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And, Lorraine, how about you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. My personal Facebook page is Lorener. Of course, it's on Facebook. And then my business one is Sharp Tongue Consulting. So I am on my way out the door. I'm taking a red eye to Fort Lauderdale. I will be heading out to the ASTA convention as well as the NACTA convention. The keynote speakers at the NACTA convention or the ASTA convention, too many initials going on in my life. I can't wait to see. Hillary Clinton is the keynote speaker for ASTA. And for NACTA, it's Greg Louganis. So they do it up right out there, and I will be gone for 10 days. I'm going to come back exhausted. You know, guests are never going to think that I really work, but I do.
Well, you know, you get there, you're going to have to stay cool. It's hot down there.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I'll actually bring a bathing suit and shorts. Don't worry, I don't want to scare the public.
There you go. Spend some time in the pool. Take a little time off and jump in the water.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, kind sir. We will see you after I return, and have a good rest of your time out there being in the wilderness.
Yeah, thanks, and have a great time down in Fort Lauderdale at the AFTA and ACTA conferences.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Lorraine, for sharing your experience on this great fam trip. We really appreciate it. And I want to thank you listeners for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to the Home Based Travel Agent Show. You know, we value your input, so please let us know what you think about the show. Or if you have a comment for us or our guests, please leave us a message at Barry@hometravelagent.net. Once again, that's Barry, Barry, @hometravelagent.net. In addition, if you have an idea for the show or a show topic, please let us know, and we are going to do our best to accommodate your request. Again, let us know at Barry@hometravelagent.net. Now, I have a disclaimer, and the disclaimer is that we accept no form of compensation from our guests on the show or from the suppliers we talk about on the show. Our topics and guests are all invited to the show because we feel they have valuable information to share with you, the travel agent. Once again, thank you for taking time out of the busy day to listen to the show, and we're going to be here next month with another valuable topic for you. But in the meantime, travel safe, stay healthy, and see you in October.